new.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. At least three people have died after a shooting at a Portland, Oregon shopping mall this evening. Police say the gunman, who is reported to have fired some 20 shots, is also dead, but they are not saying how he died. Also at SRNNews.com, North Korea is once again being... With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington.
Live. You know, whenever I don't think we're live, it's great because then I can just kind of sing, right? We got no bumpers. Are we on? How we doing, Aaron? Okay, we are on. Good. All right. And, you know, maybe the computer knew I was going to open with this story. Did you guys hear about this federal worker that got reprimanded and I think punished for excessive workplace flatulence? Thank God I don't work for the government. Apparently, a federal employee was formally reprimanded this month for excessive workplace flatulence. Flatulence? This is a sanction that was delivered to him in a 5-page letter. Really? How much can you describe in 5 pages? That actually included a log of representative dates and times when he was recorded, quote-unquote, releasing the awful and unpleasant odor in his Baltimore office. No, this isn't the President of the United States. This was somebody who was working in Baltimore. In a December 10th letter accusing him of conduct unbecoming of a federal officer, the Social Security Administration employee, oh, he works for Social Security, was informed that his uncontrollable flatulence had created an intolerable and hostile environment for coworkers, several of whom have lodged complaints with supervisors. Oh, that would stink. The worker is a 38-year-old Maryland resident, reportedly provided evidence that he suffered from medical conditions that at times caused him to be unable to work full days. But a Social Security manager noted in the reprimand that nothing you have submitted indicated that you would have uncontrollable flatulence. And it is my belief that you could control this condition. Now, in this guy's defense, the only time I've ever seen uncontrollable flatulence, you know, on a regular day-to-day basis, not after a colonoscopy or you know, after a bad burrito, would be with that Zenical. The Ally diet medication that blocks fat absorption in the bowel, those people could have uncontrollable flatulence and actually dirty their underwear, kind of yellow type stuff, really pungent type stuff. So if he had said he was on Zenical, I would have given this guy a free pass. Apparently, a redacted copy of the letter was recently circulated among officers of the American Federation of Government Employees. This is where our money's going to, people. You wonder why Social Security is in trouble. All right. Contacted today at his office, the employee said, "I can't talk to you about this. I'm sorry." The employee is being represented in connection with the reprimand by a lawyer for his union. Oh, he's with the union, so no wonder he didn't lose his job. I was going to say, you know, it is almost impossible to lose a job with the government. I mean, usually these people, they get to, you know, stay with the government for decades. So I was wondering if he was going to get fired. No. Plus, he's got a union to protect him. All right. Apparently, the worker is pictured with his wife above in a photo with Pepe Le Pew. Apparently, they were at, I guess, some sort of a theme park. All right. I guess, let me see if there's anything else I want to talk about with this bodily gas. Oh, apparently the manager had advised him to use a fan. He said, whenever you have gas expulsion, the fan would cause the smell to spread and worsen the air quality in the module. How small are these modules? The manager said that the worker had actually planned to purchase Gas X. The manager informed the employee that he could not pass gas indefinitely and continued to disrupt the workplace. What do you do as a boss? See, I've never had this with an employee who just continually passed gas. I mean, you know, can you spread disease? I was asked that years ago. Can you spread disease by farting? Now, there was the rumor that you could get pink eye, right, after that movie Knocked Up. And actually, I think that holds true. Because when you do toot, you do expel some bacteria that's in the lower part of your colon. I'm being serious, okay? I mean, if we really medically dissect this. And if E. coli spews, and E. coli and maybe some of the other microbes, there's usually a couple, right, in the rectal area that spew. It all depends on how wet. You know, you can have wet and dry farts, honestly. I mean, there are medical terms for that, but we won't go into it. And somebody does sit on your pillow, and then you immediately put your eye on the pillow. Yes, technically you could get pink eye. Now, are there any other diseases that we think that could be spread? Here's the thing, okay? In medical school, you know, and in training, no, we really didn't learn of any. But this is my problem. How many of you contract diseases that technically were only supposed to be received by oral fecal route, right? Like, for example, some of you that get, you know, come down with, let's say, hepatitis A, all right? That is transmitted by oral fecal route, meaning somebody who might have prepared your food might have touched their butt, never washed their hands, had feces on their hands when they, you know, prepared your food. But so many people get diseases oral fecally that you wonder, really, are all these people not washing their hands? Well, yeah, it could be true. What if some of the oral fecal transmission is actually by air expulsion? So as far as I'm concerned, I mean, if I have to really take a political stand on this one, and this is tough because it could really prevent me from running for office later, but I mean, I need to have the cojones, is, yeah, I think farts can be dangerous, and people should really leave the room when they have to do it, okay? Oh, Dr. Dahlia, you're so controversial. All right, speaking of controversy, you guys got to hear this email. Michael from Oakland. By the way, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA. Michael from Oakland writes, Doctor, I need to correct you. Asperger children and adults are violent. This is in regards to the Adam Lanza Connecticut shooting. An autistic child or adult are usually under supervision. Asperger's is more common than you think. And many of these people are considered, quote-unquote, strange, according to this email. Just like what occurred with Adam Lanza. Something needs to be done to screen these people. The NRA are idiots, and we do not need to fight gun violence with guns. Oh, boy. All right, we're going to be talking about that today. What do you think should be done in our schools? And is this true? Are Asperger children more violent? No. I'm going to tell you that right now, but don't go away. A lot to talk about. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
If you're considering a water filter, have you heard about AquaPail? AquaPail from FreezeDryGuy.com has huge advantages over many other water filters. American-made AquaPail units are designed and engineered to not just filter contaminated water, but capture or kill all bacteria and viruses to non-detectable levels. AquaPail has the fastest flow rate of any other water filter on the market, filtering a gallon of contaminated water in about 5 minutes. That's water when you need it, now. Get the world's fastest, safest, and most reliable gravity-fed portable water treatment system for surface, well, and wastewater sources. AquaPail. Available in 4 sizes starting at only $100. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Merry Christmas. Peter Kratschnabel from Midas Resources. Today is December 21st, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,648.20. A 1 ounce gold Krugerrand can be purchased for $1,689.32, $844.66 for a half ounce, or $422.33 for a quarter ounce. $1,689.32, $844.66, and $422.33.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explain this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators. Freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21-cubic-foot refrigerator freezer or a 22-cubic-foot deep freezer. In stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar-powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug-out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, ready to rock and roll this weekend before Christmas, 18 minutes past the hour. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Aaron for working with us on the holidays. Such a sweetheart. Everybody give him big kisses. And by the way, if you all see my husband, give him super big kisses. Today is our anniversary. 16 years, me and Corey have been married. I know, he's put up with my stupid ass for all these years. I know, 16 years. I didn't think he was going to do it. All my friends that came to the wedding, they were placing bets going, oh, this is going to last. Dahlia's boyfriends never last more than 6 weeks, right? Or, you know, until they need a shot of penicillin. And luckily, you know, it's lasted 16 years. I don't drug him. I know. My husband does not take any pharmaceuticals in order to get through the marriage. He really doesn't. I mean, now maybe when we hit the 20-year mark, I'm going to probably have to, you know, ask a doctor for some help for him. But, nah, you know, 16 years, nice and strong. Why would I do the show on our anniversary? Well, I mean, you know, the older you get, the quicker the sex is. So honestly, I was still able to, you know, come on air. It really wasn't, you know, it's not like you lie there and hold each other and you know, talk. I mean, after 16 years, we've already said enough, you know, pillow talk there is. It's more like, you know, all right, babe, you know, time to feed me, you know, and then just... Okay, that's enough. So anyway, happy anniversary to me. Okay. Okay, so we had a listener email how he feels about people with Asperger's. Look, I understand many of you are scared. And I think right now we have a very, very confusing arena here of information being, you know, given to you by the liberal media, information given to you by teachers and parents and, you know, people just asking why they're going to their clergy. And we're getting a lot of conflicting information. All right. And many people are trying to form an opinion on what happened with the shooting that occurred a week ago in Colorado, which of course is devastating. It still makes us cry. I cried about it last night. I can't stop crying about it. I mean, it is just devastating. And woo-hoo, see, I don't want to start crying now. Okay. Now, the NRA, which I don't know if it helped the situation or hurt the situation, came out discussing that they think there should be armed guards at schools. Now, many of you have emailed me thinking that this was, oh, how cruel, how crude. How could people be for gun violence? Okay, let's just stop for a second here, okay? We have tons of different issues going on right now. We have people that need to be screened that could have mental health issues. There are people with Asperger's that I think are being improperly lumped in the Adam Lanza category when Adam Lanza probably had a psychiatric diagnosis. And this has nothing to do with biological Asperger's. So we got that whole thing going on. We have people who are discussing how to protect our children come January 7th. Then we have the issue of banning assault weapons and then possibly banning all guns. We got 70 different things going on here. So, I mean, there's everybody's kind of trying to lump them all at the, you know, into one discussion and one subject, and you can't do that. Okay, this problem is so complex. Let me just put that out there. I think we all agree, the right and the left, parents, grandparents, brothers, sisters, children, adults, I think we all agree that gun violence needs to end. We are all against gun violence. Now, that has nothing to do with guns. That has nothing to do with Second Amendment. That has nothing to do with assault rifles. That has nothing to do with armed guards. Nobody wants gun violence, and I think we all want to work to decreasing gun violence so we don't have to send our kids to school scared. Okay? I think we all agree with that. Okay? Now, the next step. Okay? Do we have an issue with our mental health system where we have not enough screening, where we have not enough facilities? Absolutely. That's another problem that needs to be addressed. Do we have an issue of people not wanting to bring their kids to school? Yes. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. I can't tell you how many people kept their kids out of school Friday. They miss Christmas plays. They miss Christmas parties. Parents were afraid to send their kids to school. Another ensuing problem, I don't know if it's a problem. People think it's a solution, but I could see where this could be a problem. Our parents want to then stand guard at the school. If the school doesn't provide an armed guard or a police officer themselves, now, I don't blame the parents for wanting to do that. I mean, if nobody's going to protect our kids and we have all this gun violence, then fine. Do shifts and, you know, I mean, that could lead to a lot of problems. But now we have parents wanting to take control January 7th. Now, when people get upset that the NRA brought up armed guards, I'm a little confused. Yesterday, when we dropped off our kids at school, and there were school plays going on and school parties, there were a couple armed guards at my kids' school. I couldn't thank them enough for them to put their lives on the line to protect my child and my children and all these other children and adults and teachers. I couldn't thank them enough. I was like, thank you. Well, I was very fortunate to have a couple armed guards that I saw at my school. Some of you had police officers at your school, and God bless you guys. Any of you out there that did protect the schools yesterday, thank you. Now, I ran into some Democratic parents. Parents who I know are liberals, diehard liberals, and they were relieved that there was somebody on the school there that had a gun, that was an armed professional. Do not confuse gun violence, banning assault rifles, or whatever political circus is going to now start, all right, or which has already started, with parents wanting to know that somebody could be there to take out a shooter. Do I think there should be somebody armed at the schools? Oh, hell yeah! I mean, they do it in Israel. Some of you have written me, well, Dahlia, what does that do to kids' psyches? I mean, how can kids cope knowing that there's somebody there with a gun? Well, kids are coping already in Israel and in Europe. And I mean, there's places where there are armed guns. I mean, you know, police officers. When kids see a police officer, what do? They say, hi, don't you feel kind of safe when there's a police officer around? You know, and maybe kids do need to know what the reality is, that we are living a society where there are people that want to kill other people. Now, one thing that really frustrated me this week, for those who join us, this is the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Whew, boy, I'm still getting teary-eyed. There was a gentleman that should have been idolized and accoladed over the last couple weeks in the news. And I had to hunt to find this out. I had no idea that we have a hero among us. When the Oregon shooting took place about a week and a half ago at the Clackamas Town Center Mall, many of you have heard this. For those of you that listen to my show this week or listen to other radio shows that found this out, because your media outlets didn't. Your liberal media outlets did not divulge this. Nick Maley is a concealed carry, and he was at the mall at the time. We're talking about now the Oregon mall shooting, because some of you asked, you know, Dahlia, think, you know, that was a horrible tragedy that a few people died, but how did only a few people die if this guy intended to shoot more people? He had the weaponry to shoot more people. Well, what we come to find out is Nick Maley pulled his gun on him. He hid behind a pillar, pulled his gun on him. And according to Nick, he said once he saw him, the shooter saw him, he turned the gun on himself and shot himself. So Nick believes, because he had his gun on him, that stopped future people from dying. Now, how come we didn't hear about this? How come this is the first time many of us heard about this? That somebody, I mean, a hero such as this, where are the accolades? Where is somebody saying, thank God? Now, somebody could say, no. The shooter probably just wanted to kill two people, injure the teenager who's undergoing a couple surgeries, and then that's it. I mean, we'll never know. But I have a pretty good feeling that if the shooter did see him, he wasn't able to shoot more after that. He had a problem with his gun. Once he got his gun working again, rather than shooting more people, he shot himself. This Nick is a hero. Where's the accolades? Let's go to the phone lines. Many of you guys have weighed in on this week. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
Hey, Doc. This is one of your truck driver listeners. Yesterday I heard you saying something about the shooting at the mall in Oregon. And I heard about something that happened in Pearl, Mississippi about 10 years ago that I never heard of on the news at all. There was a shooting at a high school. A guy came in and was a young guy came in and was shooting people in the high school. He had weapons with him. He killed three or four people in the high school. The cops never showed up, and he was going to another school to shoot people over there at an elementary school. Well, one of the guys who works in the school, I don't know if he was an assistant principal or maybe a teacher, I'm not sure who he was, but he went out to his car, got a gun, and killed the guy. And at about that time, the cops did show up. But that's something that we never heard of that happened 10 years ago. If you want to relate another incident of a good thing about somebody having a gun out of school, research that on the Internet. I'm sure you can find it, maybe Jackson Daily News or another newspaper in Mississippi. But there you go, Doc. Thanks for your show.
No,
bye-bye.
And thank you for your message. Okay, we're coming up on break. Don't go away. I want to talk more about this. 1-877-DOCDALI. Hey, everybody. Dr. Dahlia here. Now, listen up. Did you wake up this morning with stiff, creaky joints? And did those same stiff, creaky joints kind of keep you up last night? Well, there's this product I want you to try, and now I think it's a good time for you to try it. It's called NovaJoint. This is a doctor-designed product that has been helping people all over the country move easier, and feel less frustrated by joint stress. Now, NovaJoint is unlike all the other glucosamine joint care products because it contains no glucosamine at all. And it's the consumer version of a clinical product that has been used by chiropractors and medical doctors. And people are reporting noticeable results in 2 weeks, sometimes even sooner. So don't wait, because I want you to start feeling good now. Get a special on a bottle of NovaJoint if you use my coupon code, DocDolly, D-O-C-D-A-L-I. Or you could save on 3 bottles with DocDolly3. Go ahead, share these codes with your friends. Just go to NovaJoint.com, N-O-V-A-J-O-I-N-T.com, and love how you feel.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia, and please follow us on Facebook at The Dr. Dahlia Show. Not a lot of medical news. I'm still going to want to get to it, but I mean, most of you have been weighing in and calling and emailing about, you know, gun violence and violence in our schools and, you know, what happened in Connecticut, and that's understandable. So, you know, I apologize if some of you want to know what's, you know, the latest in anal fistulas and prostate. I just don't have as much juicy information on that because, of course, this has dominated the news, and rightfully so. But as I do get medical news over the holiday weekend and the holiday week, you're going to definitely hear it because I want to keep you guys posted and up to date. Leanne from Las Vegas writes, Doctor, the only way to stop gun violence is to get rid of all of the guns, and I mean all of the guns. Well, thank you, Leanne, for writing in. See, how I look at it is our kids are going back to school January 7th. Well, most of us, most of our kids are going back. I mean, remember the olden days, you'd have to go back the day after New Year's, so January 2nd. But now, you know, they get the rest of the week off. So January 7th, most of our kids are going back to school. I don't see us getting rid of, quote unquote, all the guns. And who brought it up the other day? The president gets to have bodyguards with guns. So, I mean, how are you going to get rid of all the guns, right? If the guns are good enough, you know, to protect the president, why aren't they good enough to protect our kids? Somebody had brought that up, which was, I think a valid point. And my other problem with that, Leanne, and I understand we're scared. All right. This scared the living daylights out of us that somebody who was actually related to the school, what he was, the son of a teacher, he was a former student, can walk onto campus that had just upgraded its security system at Sandy Hook Elementary and could start shooting people. I mean, I understand that is scary. And yeah, part of us would love to see no more, you know, guns and no more shooting, etc. But, you know, there are also people out there that don't use guns. They use knives. What happened was it in China roughly that same day? Somebody stabbed a bunch of students in one of the schools. So then we have to ban knives or kids doing PE on the field. Somebody could take the car, their truck, ram the chain link fence and God forbid run into children. I mean, we have people with screw looses out there, major screw looses. And they, you know, how do you protect? I don't think getting rid of all the guns is going to stop a lot of these horrific massacres that are occurring. And I agree with the NRA. I think we should have armed guards at our school. If Israel does, why don't we? Why don't we have a police officer or an armed guard at each of the schools? I mean, we're paying enough taxes. Yeah, but Dr. Dahlia, a lot of our tax dollars go to, you know, people that aren't paying taxes. And, you know, we have a lot of other entitlements that we need to pay for. I'm sorry. I think protecting our kids should maybe kind of be moved up on the list. All right. You know, I know giving children of illegal immigrants a free education is a phenomenal thing to do. That's wonderful. But, you know, maybe if we kind of take a look at some of the things we're spending on and maybe kind of trim the fat a little bit. You know, there's a lot of wasteful spending we have in the government. You know, does Obama need to continually take trips? Did we really have to pay for President Obama's 2012 campaigning? You know how much of that money could have probably gone to armed guards in the school? Now, the reason why this is such an issue is because many of you did not bring your kids to school yesterday. Okay, our kids have to go to school. They do. I mean, I understand some of you are thinking about homeschooling, and I'm a little nervous about some of the parents wanting to take things in their own hands. They want to stand guard in the school. If the school's not going to provide an armed guard, their concealed carry, this could turn, kind of ugly. Right? You're going to have some parents fighting with other parents. I don't want you here. You have a gun. I don't trust you. I mean, this could be a mess. So I'm for professionals being at the school. Do I think teachers should be armed? No. I don't think we need to put that burden on the teachers. What the teachers did at Sandy Hook Elementary was heroic. Being able to mobilize all the kids, being able to move them to a secure location, that is what the teachers need to do during a time of crisis. Unfortunately, all the teachers could do, including the principal, is be a human shield and throw their bodies in front of the gunmen. That's wrong. I mean, I even hear teachers saying, I would love to know that somebody there has a gun, because all I could do is put my body in front of the kids. How long will that last? So, no, I don't think. Now, if a teacher wants to carry a gun, I'm for that. But I don't think we should make a law saying teachers have to. It's hard enough to convince people to go into the teaching field because they're already so underpaid and underappreciated as it is. You know, to put the burden of them having to now be able to shoot a shooter. I think it's just too much for many of them. Unless, of course, they want to. But why don't we have anything there to help these people out? And I understand why, you know, people are misinterpreting. They shouldn't. You know, when the NRA said we should have armed guards at school, I don't think that's being callous. I don't think that's being crass. The NRA is just as scared, from what I understand. I don't want to speak for the NRA, but they're thinking what a lot of us parents are thinking. Why don't we have a cop? Why don't we have an armed guard there to protect the kids? And this congressional debate that's going to now ensue over the next few months and then probably go up to the Supreme Court on banning certain guns is doing nothing to make me feel safe January 7th when we need to drop our kids off at school. Many of you have weighed in. Let's go to the phone lines. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Yes, I don't know why I'm calling to leave a message. It's probably not even getting heard, or I'm probably just wasting my time.
Nope.
Never get a live person.
I'm
I don't know what's going on. Anyway,
now.
I'm calling in response on the Thursday, the 12:20 show, about your comment, Dr. D, about why there's no news about the concealed carry guy saving lives. Well, that's because while CNN, Fox, and all them are spending 24/7, you know, pulling everyone's heartstrings over the little kids that got killed and making sure everyone's sad and depressed, it's all about the gun grab going on. And Obama said before he got reelected he was going to take the guns, just needed to wait. It's a fact. It's documented. And this is all about a gun grab. We don't want they don't want to hear situations like this where how having a gun is a good thing. It's all about doom and gloom. They want to politicize the massacre in the school. God forbid we should have any hearings. I mean, any heroes with anything good. I myself am a gun owner. I would have done the same thing this gentleman in the mall did. But, you know, CNN and all them, they're making this political. And this corrupt government is using this as an excuse to come get our guns. And that's why you're not hearing anything, because we can't have anything positive. It all has to be bad, and it all has to be sad, and it has to get people emotional, and so they can overreact to go ahead with the gun-grabbing legislation that they're going to pass in a month. That's why you see the record numbers of people buying firearms in the stores. I was in one today. It was packed. I couldn't even get one because they sold out. I have enough already. I'm not turning them in. We'll never turn them in, and I'm ready to go down without a fight. I'm digressing. Anyway, that's why you don't hear it. I know you probably won't even hear this, but you may read this on the air. And, oh, well, that's for what it's worth.
All right, I want to get to some of your live calls. Thank you.
Hey,
we have
Desert Rose of Las Vegas.
Okay, can we? Yeah. Sorry, it looks like we got tons of messages left and on our answer line, and I know some of you guys are on the lines right now. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. This is a subject that's going to be probably. I'm frustrated because I don't think we're dealing with the problem that we really need to deal with. You know, we're going to now have a huge political fight on what guns need to be controlled and what doesn't. And maybe that political discussion has to happen. And, you know, and this today, I don't really want to go into the political aspects of should we ban guns or should we not. You know, what I want to solve is what do we do by January 7th to make sure our kids are safe? And my fear is what Congress is going to do is just, kind of switch gears when we really need somebody that I feel like could take out a shooter if they're around our children. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI, D-O-C-D-A-L-I.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House survival bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Doc Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Michael, what you got for us?
Hey, I just wish that everybody in America would stop, pointing to guns. I don't necessarily believe in them, but why don't we stop spending money protecting these politicians that, because of how they do their job, they require security wherever they go, living in Vegas. Mm-hmm. Every time Harry Reid comes to town, he generally has a security detail. I mean, this is money that could be better spent. Mm-hmm. They tend to constantly bring up taking money from children and the elderly. What kind of congressmen and senators do stuff like that? Here they think they should have wages for life. They should have different things, than, a different health care than Social Security. I think that people need to start looking how they're voting. Stop voting for the same thing and expecting a different result.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Michael, one thing that somebody had argued.
That's all I got.
Okay, well, thanks, Michael. I appreciate it. One thing that somebody had brought up is the reason why we can't have. Now, this isn't my opinion. This was one of our listeners had brought up the reason why we can't have armed guards at the school is because somebody with a gun could go rogue. Now, like Michael said, congressmen and, you know, and our senators and our president, don't they have security detail? And have any of their security detail gone rogue? I mean, I could understand how a mom could be concerned or a dad could be concerned if they aren't very comfortable with guns. I've always been comfortable with guns. My dad was in the military. My grandfather had guns. My other grandfather was a police officer. So I've always been comfortable with guns. I've never been scared. My patients who are concealed carry, I end up, you know, when you palpate their abdomen and you have them undressed or whatever. I mean, there's always guns, you know, in the office. I'm very comfortable around them. But somebody who doesn't have my level of comfort, I can understand how they could be a little concerned. Oh my gosh, now there is somebody on campus with a gun, you know, and like I said, a listener had said, well, what if you have a security guard that's posing as a security guard and goes rogue? Well, has that ever happened with security detail? With a congressman, with a representative, with a senator, with a president? You know, I mean, I know there's a lot of conspiracy theories with JFK, but, you know, no, we do not believe it was one of his security detail. And so I think in the long run, I wouldn't be concerned if we have a professional that's, you know, walking the beat around the school, or if we have a cop that's sitting there. I mean, how many cops already are out there patrolling? And I would love to hear from a police officer. I don't know if any police officers have the ability to listen to my show or have the desire. I know many of you don't have the desire to listen to my show. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. From what I understand from many of our police officers, they're for, you know, somebody being assigned to watch the schools. It's just there's not enough of them. You know, there are so many, you know, places that need to be patrolled. You know, I mean, especially also this time of year with drunk drivers. I mean, we're coming up on New Year's soon. And this is the roughest time for our police officers. They're out in the cold, and even in Vegas, for those of you that go, you know what, it's Las Vegas, for crying out loud, Vegas gets cold, all right? You know, many of us woke up to, you know, frozen little puddles outside our house. I mean, you know, just because we don't get a lot of precipitation and snow doesn't mean the desert doesn't get cold. So this is a very difficult time of year, and we're really understaffed when it comes to having police officers. So, you know, even if people in theory like the idea of protecting our schools and being there, or the cops do, you know, there's not enough. And, you know, is it practical? You know, I mean, you want to boost the economy, then, you know, let's hire, you know, armed professionals. We have a lot of wasteful spending. That's what this whole fiscal cliff issue is about. I mean, we're going to be taking on Obamacare right now. And some of the wasteful spending in that bill, and I don't want to turn this into an Obamacare issue because, you know, everything to me seems to be related to Obamacare, and I love to bring it up on the show, but I don't want to go into that because I know we still have many of you guys on the phone lines right now waiting. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. But we just aren't spending our money wisely. We're not. I mean, what, they were talking about Obama having a few inaugural balls. How many inaugural balls do you have to have? Right? I mean, isn't one enough? And do we really need a ball? Right? Should we really be having a ball right now? Okay, let's go to some more of your phone calls. 1-877-DOCDALI. We got Chuck on the line. Hey, Chuck, how you doing? Chuck, you there?
We're not. I mean, they were talking about Obama having a few inaugural balls. How many inaugural balls do you have to have?
That sounded like me. Whew. Hey, is Chuck, you there or no?
Having a ball right now?
Oh, okay. Maybe Chuck has laryngitis. We've talked about laryngitis. Try again. All right, guys. We'll keep watching the phone lines. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Aaron, tell me the next, somebody else on? All right. We're having a little problem with our phone lines. Okay. So back to that. Many of you have actually asked me, where can you go to buy a gun right now? From what we're understanding, that they're, oh, hallelujah. Okay, hold on a second. Okay, yeah, I can't tell you where to buy a gun from what I understand. Most of these places are sold out, but we do got a retired cop on the line, Doug. Hey, Doug, how you doing?
Good morning. Good morning. I'd like to make a point regarding the Connecticut shooting.
Please.
There is not a law presently on the books that would have prevented it because mom, who knew she had a child with a mental health issue, still had guns and let them be available to the son. Mom bought the guns, not the son.
Right.
So nothing that we have in this country would have stopped what he did.
Doug, you're a retired cop, and God bless you for the years of service.
Hello.
How do you feel about there being armed guards at the school or
Hello.
A cop there? Doug, you there? Darn, maybe he can't hear me. That's all right, Aaron. Who else is there? Okay, all right. Sorry, guys, we're having a little bit. The computers, Aaron's working his butt off, but it looks like the computers are already on vacation. Doug, if you still hear me, I would love to hear your opinion on how you think we should have police officers at the school? But that, okay, we got Chuck back. Chuck, what's going on? Hey, Chuck.
Yeah, I got a little different twist, like Columbine and the last few, like this guy, that, you know, SSRIs kind of seem to take a play in there, you know, mind control. I want to hear your thoughts on that. Then I have one comment after that.
You think the medication could have controlled their mind?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's on the insert, the homicidal and suicidal, and you know, there's a lot of lawsuits, big pharma, you know, they just pay it off and because, you know, they're high money makers.
Well, you know, that's a concern people have had with Chantix. You know, Chantix has had suicidal ideation as part of their, from what I understand, warnings. Not homicidal yet. Personally, if I think there's any medication out there that can cause homicidal tendencies, I think that medication should be pulled off the market. I mean, and if anybody, personally, yeah. What was your other question?
Lenin, Mao, Adolf, and... you know, gun control really works. You know, ask them. And that caller a few times ago, and he's absolutely right on, because this is a pretext for, you know, a gun grab and a police state.
Right, right. I mean, it makes us completely nervous, especially, I mean, most of my family, only two small families survived. All the rest of my family slaughtered. Their guns were taken away from them right before the slaughter that happened that killed millions of Christians and Jews. I agree with you, Chuck. Thank you for calling. Medications. I don't think we have the tox report back on Adam Lanza. So we have no idea. Was it illicit drugs? What medications could he have been on? What I don't want happening is there being a witch hunt for people with Asperger's. All right. You know, there are millions of people that have Asperger's, autism, non-Asperger's. All right. Any one of these people. Okay. And I'm sorry. I know we got a lot more on the phone lines. I'm sorry if we can't get to any of your calls. As far as I'm concerned, anybody out there could just lose it. All right, so I don't think we should witch hunt any particular group of people, but I think we need a much better mental health screening system. All right, guys, have a great rest of the weekend. God bless you. Have a Merry Christmas, and we'll talk to you soon.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.